This Christmas Eve, this evening, we celebrate the good news. And it is good news for everyone, especially those who don't believe. Imagine the home in which you live, a house on the street, or for you college kids, your dorm room or your apartment. Next door to you may live a Hindu. On the other side may live a Muslim. Across the street, a proclaimed atheist. And next to him is a family who believes in God, but they just don't go to any church. Next to them, you might even have a Vikings or a Bear fan. And you are here today. And you are not here just out of obligation, but you are here because you feel something. And you want to give something back, to be a part of something, and to feel something more. Maybe you haven't been to church very often, and you come today to really give yourself to Jesus. Imagine giving him all the troubles and hurts you have endured. Imagine yourself saying this evening, this Christmas, I will surrender my life to God. So let's say you walk out here tonight, and your heart is a little lighter. You feel a little more at peace, and starting tomorrow, you live a little more the life that Jesus had called you to, actually taking seriously that you can be a compelling force for good in this world. You become more generous, more compassionate, more forgiving, more loving. Everyone in your family and on your street notices that you are a better person, a better neighbor. Seeing that it is your accepting of the good news, they're all thrilled that you have made this faith commitment. They wish they had more neighbors like you. They wish there were more people like you. This good news wish you have given yourself here today is good news for everyone around you. The good news for you is good news for your family, your friends, the entire street. It's good news for the Muslim, for the atheist, and even for the Vikings fan. In fact, when you react to the good news, accept the good news in your life, it is good news for the entire world. So just what is this good news? Well, listen to what I'm about to tell you because it will sound strange at first. The good news is not that God loves you, but the good news is that because he loves you, you can hope in this world and the next. The good news is that because God loves you, you can hope in anything and everything. You can hope no matter what. And the promise of that hope, the path in that hope, the reason for that hope, is what we celebrate tonight, the birth of Jesus Christ. That little baby whose birth we re-celebrate this evening is our guarantee of hope. But Jesus doesn't bring you that hope. What Jesus does is give you a light to reveal the hope that is already inside of you. Because we are conditioned to hope, hope is a natural human condition. Whether you have faith or not, it seems we are made to hope. In a study, 80% of we Americans respond to a tragic situation with optimism and hopeful answers. Because we are made in the image of God, we instinctively feel everything will be all right. And Jesus, the birth of Jesus, validates our hope, gives us the grounds to hope. Because of Jesus, we are not only promised resurrection and eternal life, but that because of our hope, it is safe to die, because it is safe to hope. We can have hope without Jesus, but this little baby, God with us, gives us the reason we hope, the reason we survive death, the reason there is a resurrection, the reason why everything will be all right, and the reason tomorrow will be different. But hope is too powerful to be contained just in a promise of the hereafter. Our hope is for here and now. We hope for what will happen later this evening. We hope for what will happen tomorrow. And because we hope, we can live for today. If you are someone who is terminally ill, they assure us that the secret to aiding them is to help them live each day. Enjoy the goodness of this day and hope for more goodness tomorrow. The birth of Jesus promises us that goodness will take care of us and take care of us forever. We Catholics believe this hopefulness will reach its fullness in the life to come, but because of this baby Jesus, and because God chose to walk this earth with us, we have been bathed in divine hopefulness while still here on earth. We have a bit of heaven here on earth, and we can safely jump into it. Yet I know that even though we are programmed for hope, that maintaining hope can be difficult and tedious, especially when our lives are challenged. Because we have great expectations, we have fantastic dreams, and we are easily discouraged and quickly frustrated, and we are prone towards despair. And yet we find ourselves often bouncing back and forth from hope to despair and back again. We lose a relationship, and we want to try again. We think we wasted our time on something we love, yet we go back and give it another shot. And even in the worst circumstances, when we want to give up, we say, maybe it's worth one more try. Maybe we should give it one more chance. So the good news is not whether we hope. Indeed, we will. The good news is that we are asked this evening. The good news that we want to know, and the good news that will change our hearts, is not how much we will hope, but how much rather we will choose to enjoy hope, how much we will give into hope, how much we will allow hope to dominate our lives, knowing with all hope comes the real adventure in life. We can't get rid of hope. We can only restrain it. We can muffle it, we can ignore it, we can even rob ourselves of joy by losing our hope. The Heavenly Father guarantees our hope. Jesus reveals this guarantee, and we respond by holding on to this hope. We don't quit, we don't give up, we don't yield to darkness. This is the most noble and bravest part of who you are. You are here because you hope. You want to hope, you pray to hope. Christmas is the high point of the celebration of hope. And you want just one day of unfettered hope. Let that be today. Then be the good news for your family, your neighbors, and the world. Merry Christmas, and now go get 'em.